This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Before there was the Blue Ribbon Healers, there was Rob and Cindy, two musicians. And Rob went to see Cindy perform, and before long, they were a couple who played music together. They spent 4 years traveling the coast to coast, making music together, and tonight they're going to be playing at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham. The Blue Ribbon Healers are Cindy Rose on mandolin and vocals, Rob Pate on the guitar and vocals, and here with me on The State of Things. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So, Rob, tell us about it. What was it in Cindy's performance that made you think we got to be on stage together?
Oh, just incredibly dynamic, really natural voice. And just immediately, I actually just walked through the door, and she was pretty much the exactly where my attention went. She was on stage with six other people, and there she was singing right in harmonies, natural harmonies, and picking those. Just thinking she looks like she needs a singing partner.
Did you feel like you were looking for a singing partner at the time?
I indeed was. I was back home in the South from San Francisco for a few years, and I was wanting to play with some of my friends that I had played with around the area, and we went out to see the band that Cindy was playing in, Hallelujah. They're a band of tattoo artists. And her dad was in town. He's an old-time fiddler for about 40 years, and we went over to visit him the next day and played all afternoon and just exchanged numbers and started riding bikes and picking and going on dates. And
That's plenty. And you're here now, and that's all great. Well, Cindy, what do you think? You're on stage. You're singing. A guy walks up and says, hey, I'd like you to be in my band. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we actually didn't meet that night. We just kind of saw each other from afar, but he caught my eye too that night. And then, as he said, the next day he came over with another fiddle player friend of his, mutual friend. And it was just such a great fit. At the time, you know, I had been really into bluegrass music, but didn't know a lot of other styles, but was interested in learning. And Rob and our other fiddle player friend, Adam, had really been working hard on some Texas swing fiddle tunes, and it was just right up my alley. I was really interested in learning that. And before long, we got to travel to New Orleans together and really get into the old-time swing and jazz in New Orleans.
That was a very defining turn in our progression, going right to New Orleans and staying there for 6 months, playing every day.
And you described your music as old-time swing. Would that be about right?
Mm-hmm.
Old-time jazz?
Yeah, there's definitely those elements are.
Yeah, and that stuff is still alive in New Orleans, so you can hear all kinds of threads that we, you know, now we talk about jazz, and there's, you know, kind of some pretty limited streams. But if you go back to the 20s and 30s, there were some great streams that were all separate.
It actually never went away in New Orleans either. There's always been a faction of people who wanted to drink to that music.
Well, let's see what it's, or anything else for that matter.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Let's see what it sounds like by your interpretation. You do a song for us?
Surely. Should we introduce it or should we just go right into it?
You can say whatever you want.
All right. This is a song called Notes from the Underground. It was inspired by the Dostoevsky book, but we also, it's an account of a residential hotel that we lived at in North Beach, San Francisco.
Ah, baby, won't you take me down to the underground? In this gritty life of rhyme, I find glamour in the grime. Undressed, we're blessed, and we'll shake ourselves away from the rest. Free from the chains of time in the underground. Climb stairs the color of a cheap Merlot. A hungry-eyed woman's dress with no place to go. She'll greet you with a grimace at every story, haunting all the landings in her painted glory. Long, skinny hallways twist around like veins. People scurry through them so the heartbeat remains. Inside the tired rooms of this trampled hotel, where I pay to lay my head when the streets start to smell. Decorated with rich tapestry, woven with designs of eccentricity. fantasies and tragedies infest these tiny stages where people plot their lives from pathetic to outrageous.
Well, I'm in the middle of the desert with my feet propped up on the van. Got a fresh bowl of collard greens with an IPA in my hand. Listening to the wind whisper across the sun-dried plains. And all the cracks are grinning like they ain't never heard of rain.
Ah, baby, won't you take me down to the underground? Doesn't matter if it's real. If you live by what you feel, our time is precious. And we got to do the things that refresh us. Blazing in the late night glow of the underground. Spews advice from a tattered throne behind his open door. His body's an expanse that's anchored to the room, but his nimble mind will navigate the seas of others' gloom. And then there's a lady here whose focus can't be shaken, trying to find a lost dog. She roams the halls naked. The curves of her bare bottom slowly saunter by, and as she floats along, you can almost hear her cry. Oh, baby, won't you take me down to the underground, where pleasure's strong and kind, and it's all that's on my mind. I'd pay any price, and I don't mind rolling a dice to keep my spirit enticed in the underground.
The Blue Ribbon Healers, Cindy Rose and Rob Pate, going to be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham tonight on The State of Things Right Now. Great song, and you wrote that song. It's an original song.
That is an original song.
I'm always fascinated by the process of writing an original song in an old-time tradition. So here's a based on experiences in a hotel in San Francisco. Does the story present itself to you in old-time jazz form, or do you have to kind of wrench it into form when you write it?
Well, that one was kind of took me a long time to put that one all together. I actually started, we were living in Asheville a couple years ago in the wintertime, and, you know, we were just kind of holed up in the house trying to keep warm, and just the chord progression, you know, came to me. And just didn't know, you know, what to write it about. And then years later, we were in San Francisco, and I realized that was what the song was going to be about.
You had the music laying around for a while.
Because the
lyrics are ingenious. They've got these wonderful sort of internal rhymes, and then they bust out. So it's a little bit of work, I think.
Yeah, and also, we're big fans of Tom Waits, and to me, that was kind of like I was trying to pay homage to Tom Waits a little bit in that one, just the way he expresses
done
yeah,
thanks.
You do another one for us?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Prelude?
Sure.
This is called Prelude in a Saloon. Wrote this one in New Orleans.
Going away, never return. You got a mighty tight highway to burn. So tell me exactly what it is that you've learned. Oh, so many dusty pages to turn. And I'll dig my hole near the lamplight, bottle and spade in hand, singing a tune like some crazy loon. I'm off to some foreign land. Thank you. pile. Swing that axe all night long. Jangle your bells, empty your shells. We'll be hanging on. If I hear angels singing, I'll wait for you to arise. It's on up the hill, that merry old thrill, but it's a stone old ancient rhyme. Swing that axe all night long. Jangle your bells, empty your shells. We'll be hanging on. If I hear angels singing, I'll wait for you to arise. It's on up the hill, that merry old thrill, but it's a stone cold ancient rhyme. On up the hill, that merry old thrill, but it's a stone old ancient rhyme.
Cindy Rose and Rob Pate are the Blue Ribbon Healers. They're going to be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham tonight. That's a song called Prelude in a Saloon. Cindy, you talked about playing bluegrass music when you started playing, and you play mandolin. This is a whole different style, isn't it? Is it a difficult adjustment?
It really is quite a departure from bluegrass. At this point, you know, I've gotten a lot more used to playing this style than I'm a little rusty in the bluegrass tradition.
You got more responsibility, more melodic responsibilities in this.
Yeah, it is. It's been really great to explore the melodic possibilities of music. And bluegrass is a great art form, great form of music, and it's all about, you know, the community and people getting together and having fun and dancing. And this is just, you know, like a step forward from that. That's same
but different.
Yeah.
And it gives, I think, I love the mandolin and I love bluegrass, but I always want to hear what you just did, a little more definition from that beautiful instrument. So it's nice to have this style as well. Spend a lot of time on the road?
We do. Usually about 8 months out of the year.
Wow.
Well, we actually spend 4 months in Florida during the spring and the summer, and we usually spend 4 months
out. You go to Florida in the summer?
Florida spring in the spring and summer.
Okay.
And
that's a little backwards, but go ahead.
Yeah. We're fog birds.
I see. That's good. So you spend about 4 months down there, and then you roam all over?
Right. We usually go to California for 4 months, leaves us about 2 months in between traveling through the music hubs of the country that are in between those two.
You like being on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's invigorating for the soul, for the spirit. You're always meeting new people and seeing new places and
coming up with ideas for new songs.
Yeah.
Music is a community-based trade, and it is wonderful because every location has something different that it seeks in the music. New Orleans has got something that it seeks or that wants from the performer or the from the artist, and San Francisco's got a certain thing that it wants to hear, and Colorado and St. Louis, they all have a little something different. So we like to go and spend a little time in the area, and rather than just stopping in one night, playing and then hitting the next town, we like to kind of hang around.
Well, we're happy that we caught you while you were hanging around in this area, and I'm going to leave you time to play us out.
All right.
First, I want to thank you, Blue Ribbon Healers, for being on the program today. Thanks
so
much.
Frank.
Thank you.
Blue Ribbon Healers are Cindy Rose and Rob Pate. They're going to be at Broad Street Cafe in Durham tonight at 9:45. They're going to play us out, but first I want to tell you that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Blue Ribbon Healers.
All right. Big breath. Mm-hmm. When you call, I know it's you. By the way, my heart stands still. When it's you, I hear your voice and feel that thrill. When the meaning in your words sends me stumbling for mine, it's like knowing that there is a place for all that is divine. When the doorbell rings, I tingle in my toes. That's a thin line between bliss and despair. And I feel you in my heart, even when we are apart. I'm hoping that you feel the same way too. It's a feeling that's hard to hold on to. Is this something that I'm not supposed to know? And I'm floating in the carnival of you. It's the mystery of your essence. Every day is a parade. And if you look into my eyes when you're smiling, then we'll go hand in hand down the lane. This whole life makes sense, and it doesn't seem so dense. Hoping that you feel the same way too.